Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Saturday night get-together here on the Infinity Sports Network. Jody Mack with you. More football talk. We're going to mix in both college and pro because my next guest covers both. For the NFL.com, the guys who are going to be stepping into the NFL next year out of the college ranks and in-season power ratings for the NFL. He covers it all. Eric Edholm joins me on the Infinity Sports Network. Double E, how you be?
I'm doing well. What's going on, man? How are you?
Very good, thank you. Glad things are good with you. And we've had a good NFL season, and we're down to just 4 weeks to play. Week 15, which means four games for all of the teams not named the Rams and or the 49ers. And the end can't come quick enough for the 49ers. But a good weekend, no buys, all the teams in play. First game I want to ask you about is one that I got to stay on top of because it's my working state, Pennsylvania. Steelers against the Eagles. Two teams absolutely heading to the playoffs in their separate conferences. The Eagles have owned the Steelers in Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's been playing some of the most outstanding football in the entire NFL. In a weekend where you've got Buffalo against the Lions, is there an argument to be made that the Eagles and the Steelers is just as good a game?
Yeah, pretty good undercard, right? Or certainly equal billing almost. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, obviously both games only mean so much in the big picture, but still you love to see heavyweight teams go head-to-head, and I think the Steelers are in that group. I top 10 defense, an offense that at times can be explosive, can be tough to deal with the run game. Freiermuth's come on. I mean, they have a lot of things going for them, even with George Pickens hurt. Eagles, obviously they were trending very much in the right direction before all the off-field sort of drama between Brown and Hurts. And, you know, who knows if there's really much there, if that was sort of a heat-of-the-moment comment that's been blown up a little bit. We'll have to find out. I mean, down the stretch, if they play like they did last year, then we've got a problem. If they keep on the general trend of the last two and a half months, I think we'd be safely saying that they're in okay shape.
It was kind of a weird thing with Brandon Graham getting involved and ratcheting it up a little bit. But the Eagles say there is no drama. There is no issues. We'll find out on Saturday when they take the field against the Steelers. Bills and Lions, some people calling it a Super Bowl preview. You can argue that either one of these teams has been the number one team in their conference at some point during the year. I know you got the Lions number one overall in the league in your latest power ratings. Bills have lost a couple. one of the more exciting games last week against the Rams. Where do you think Buffalo's at right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that was a little bit of an alarm sound, right? Anytime you give up 44 points, and you know, you could say the same about the Lions too, right? All their defensive woes because of the injuries, especially on that side of the ball. But you know, Buffalo probably had, I don't know if I'm saying this unfairly or not, but I think overachieved on defense and outperformed what my expectations were anyway. So is this more of a one-game aberration? Look, no one stops the Lions, really, you know. So let's judge them over a 3-4-5-game span, and it's been more good than bad. But, yeah, you have your worries. Same with Detroit, just given the fact that every single week it seems like they've dropped a defensive starter, a contributor. You know, they really tapped into the depth chart. Anyone who's available, you know, all hands on deck. So how long can they sustain that for? That's obviously going to be put to the test Sunday.
Let's combine the two things you're good at: college players moving on to the next level and what they're going to do when they get there. How big a fan were you of Jake Haener a couple of years ago when he came into the league?
Yeah, he was an interesting player. Obviously had a real productive career out there in Fresno, and you know, had, you know, a gamesmanship about him. Like, I mean, he was a tough sort of hard-nosed guy. I think, you know, Kirby Moore, he and the offensive coordinator were really in sync that last year. Seemed like a smart, serious guy. Went down to the Senior Bowl, had a solid week. He was drafted about where I expected him, you know, right in the smack dab in the middle of the draft. Mm-hmm. Didn't love him. You know, he doesn't have amazing physical tools, but, you know, there was something that felt, you know, pretty reliable about him. Sort of a fringe starter, high-end backup was what I was thinking.
And he's got the start this week for the Saints. I was a big fan of Jake Haener coming out of college. I hope he has a big game on Sunday. Going to be a tough matchup against the Commanders, but it should be a good game. Yeah. All right, dueling Monday night games this week. And they go to that this time of year. The beginning of the season, they give ESPN a couple of games. They're on against each other, and I guess we do that every single Sunday, so why should it be a problem on Monday night? But it just seems like a pain in the rear end to me. Do you mind dueling Monday night games?
I personally do, but only because it affects my power rankings, which I file after the game Monday night. So anytime the doubleheader on Monday night, so I say, you know, again, it's like I have as much time as I need because nobody's going to read it till, you know, give it the final read till the morning, but still, I can't go to bed until I finish writing. And so obviously it's hard to, like you said, anytime there's two games going on at once, it's a little harder to focus. I can do the split screen thing, but you know, people don't seem to mind it, I guess, on the whole. I don't know. Maybe I'm misreading the room, but yeah, here we are.
Key game Monday night this week is the Bears and the Vikings. And I think the Vikings are flying under the radar a little bit. I think you had them number 5 in your latest power rankings, which is right. But is there a drop-off between 4 and 5? Do you think it's the top 5 or you think it's top 4 plus 1?
Yeah, they're making a case for belonging in that top group, I think. And, you know, obviously there were some less than pretty wins along the way, but every time they've stacked a victory, if we're going to afford the sort of same respect that we would the Chiefs, and I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that, you know, Andy Reid's a very good coach, right? We have to give him his credit. Kevin O'Connell is an excellent coach. I think he's a top 5 coach in the league personally, but, you know, winning close games is part of being a good coach, and that, you know, factors into strategy and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think people have started to realize, you know, they're kind of for real. They faced some pretty good opponents and held their own. And every single week seemed to be coming out unscathed here in the stretch. So Sam Darnold, I think, was the reason a lot of people held back. You know, the reputation, we've seen him before. He looks good for a minute, pulls you in, and then obviously there's that back-breaking pick or whatever. But this season he's been so much more in command and control. You know, got a little shaky there for a minute, but got his legs underneath him. And I think the last month or so has really not only played himself into a free agent payday next year, but also it raises the question of, do the Vikings consider franchising him and having him start next year with J.J. McCarthy coming off the knee injury?
And speaking of college football players who I was very high on, the key game Sunday night is Packers and Seahawks. And my guy Zach Charbonnet got a chance to start last week with Walker out, put up a huge game, 2 touchdowns, 100-plus yards. They've got 2 very good backs in Seattle. Don't know if Walker is or isn't going to play this week, but they're home this week against the Packers as an underdog. Do you think that line?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Line is accurate.
Yeah, Walker's, I don't think, going to play, but I don't know that for certain. So, yeah, it would have to be the Charbonnet show again. And, you know, every single week it's been a little bit of, you know, holding the thing together with glue and popsicle sticks. But, you know, you got to give Mike McDonald a lot of credit for, they start the year 3-0 against a less than daunting schedule, but nonetheless do it, fall in the big hole, and then have pulled themselves back out. This division has been a blender all season, but, you know, they're sitting near the top, right, or at the top, where close to the end of the year. And do I feel like they're a better football team than the Packers? No, I don't. But we've also seen the Packers lose to, you know, better opponents or equal opponents before. You know, it's been sort of a complaint about them is that, you know, they beat up on the teams that they should beat up on. And then when it comes to these tough games, that's where they sort of slip up. So, and we know their history in that town, too. That's the dangerous place for them up in Seattle. But we'll see. I have a feeling the Packers are going to bounce back after last week. Good showing, but not a great result for them.
Fair enough. Eric Edholm from NFL.com, my guest here on the Infinity Sports Network. All right, jumping over to college. Playoffs going to be coming next weekend. The bowls get started today, as a matter of fact. The Army-Navy game, Navy putting up 31 points. Didn't see that one coming. But we'll put those aside for a second. Award winners this week. Given out all over the place. They got more awards in college football than anywhere else. Any surprise you? Any come out of left field for you? Any snubs in your mind? What do you think of the award winners this week in college football?
Yeah, I just assumed Travis Hunter won them all. I didn't even look at them, to be honest. You know, it just sort of felt that way, you know. You win the best offensive and defensive player awards. It kind of gives you an indication which way the wind is blowing or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, it's just shocking that we've had a player as unusual as he is and as versatile as he is in an age of specialization, obviously. Doing what he's done this season has been pretty cool to watch. Now, obviously, they've really leaned into it and sort of built this Heisman campaign and the whole bit. So, you know, in a year where there wasn't that quarterback or two or three that everybody was just regaling about, right? This was sort of the perfect storm and kind of led to Hunter having the kind of recognition he deserved, but obviously other things I think had to happen too.
All right, let me ask you, and I know we got time to change our opinion on this, bowl games yet to play, combine and everything else. This year's quarterback draft is compared to last year. They went 1-2-3 last year. I think a bunch of quarterbacks are going to go off early this year too. Maybe not 1-2-3. Comparing this year's quarterback class to last year's quarterback class, slight drop-off, significant drop-off, massive drop-off, or just as good? How would you compare the two?
I would say a notable or significant drop-off, only in the sense that there is no chance we're going to get six in the first dozen, right? Just from a sheer volume standpoint. Yeah, I don't know when the next time we will. I'm sure at some point we'll have that again, but it's not going to be this year. There's just a lot of, obviously, I think it would have been nice for, you know, extra buzz, certainly, but extra tape and information to have guys like Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward in the playoffs. That really, and, you know, Carson Beck for that matter, too. Obviously, his injury clouds his picture. You know, what are his plans now? And, you know, after a off season for him where some people felt like he was the QB1 coming into the year. Interestingly, scouts were kind of lukewarm on him coming into the year. I was a little bit surprised because last year I thought his tape was really good, but he was getting some third round, you know, sort of grades out there. People I talked to, it was definitely more of day two than day one. So, you know, he's got a lot to think about. And, you know, it just sort of depends on what kind of buzz there might be for the Jalen Milroe or Nussmeier or somebody like that. You know, Ewers, can you tell me where he's going to go right now? Because I couldn't, you know, I just, there's a lot of cloud out there right now. So we don't get the playoffs to really give us, other than Ewers, you know, he'll have his shot there. Jackson Dart, you know, other guys. So it's a mixed bag group, I think is how I would view it.
And we got a lot yet to come with the playoffs and this combine, and guys can move up and can move down. All right, speaking of moving down, no one will admit to this, except we know all know it's a fact. Bill Belichick moving down. You know, I'm a horse racing guy. This is a drop in class, not knocking college football, but when you're arguably the greatest pro coach of all time and you're going back to coach on campus, it does come as a surprise. How do you think it plays in Chapel Hill?
I can't wait to find out. I really can't. I mean, I've sort of been fascinated by Bill Belichick, maybe even more than other people too. I mean, his record speaks for itself. He's obviously a difficult guy to work with in some instances. Got to be his way. But I've also known that, you know, there's no better adapter than Bill Belichick in terms of understanding kind of which way the wind is blowing in a sport. And I think, you know, there was obviously, you can't tell me he didn't look hard at an NFL opportunity out there, you know, and like zero in on two or three jobs he thought might be opportunities for him. Clearly, there wasn't the feedback he was hoping for, and so he pivoted and said, "You know, look, I'm what was 72 now. Time to figure out what my next move is. 73 almost. So yeah, I mean, it just didn't unfold the way I expected. But does anyone who can understand value in terms of balancing a roster and managing a team? I think Bill understands that really well. You can argue about his draft picks or what have you, but, you know, until the later years, his first 15 or so years there, he knew which players to keep and which to let walk in free agency. If you translate that football valuation skill to an NIL scope, I think they'll really make good use of what is a budget that, you know, UNC has never had in their lives, and it's going to be unbelievable. You know, we'll see a lot of familiar faces from the, you know, with him and Dion. Can we get him a game? Can we put those two head to head? That'd be fun.
I think the schedule's already out, and I don't think it's on there, but down the road is a distinct possibility. If they're both still on their campuses at that time, we shall see. All right, a couple things, and I'll let you run. First and foremost, the fact that we've got all these great games and all these evaluations still to go. You haven't come out with your first mock yet, have you? When is the first at home mock
January
of the year?
Guy these days. I hold back a little bit, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, like most of my job now is sort of the power ranking stuff, and I've got a couple toes in the water, and I've obviously been watching all season. I made some calls. But, yeah, January is really when I'm full bore all in. But, you know, we can toss some ideas out there.
I will be getting you on between now and April to get the fullest mock read and everything else. I just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed one yet. All right, last thing.
All right.
You and I, you've been good enough to be coming on my shows for the last several years now. How did I not know you were a wrestling fan? I see under the Eric Ed Helm byline this week that you got top dollar to talk to you, former NFL player turned wrestler. How did you come about this idea for that column?
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I was retweeting it. So AJ Francis and I used to, he was a former NFL player, and he's a nice guy. Like, we had him on this. I was at the show that used to be called 120 Sports, turned into Stadium here in Chicago. Changed ownership and all that stuff. But we had him on the show for our football fix, and followed him on Twitter after that. He's followed back. He's been a nice guy over the years. So it was more just me sort of retweeting that. Had nothing to do with it. I'm actually not a huge wrestling fan, but I try to pay attention here and there.
Oh, I am, and I watch TNA, and unfortunately, he didn't get the championship last night. Nick Nemeth held on to it, but I'm a top dollar fan the same way. I'm an Eric at home fan. E.E., much love for coming out with me tonight. Surely we'll get you on when the playoffs get underway. Thanks for doing it for me.
Oh, you're the man. Talk to you soon.
Eric at home, you can read him on NFL.com, puts out power rankings every single week, and he's got a half an eye on football. When the draft starts to become a major topic of conversation, Eric jumps in with both feet, and we'll get him back on. All right, Jody Mack, getting you on if you get on my telephone lines, 855-212-4227. Join the Mac, man.